In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Question 362. Is there any difference between the sacrifice of the cross and the sacrifice of the Mass? The manner in which the sacrifice is offered is different. On the cross, Christ physically shed his blood and was physically slain, while in the Mass, there is no physical shedding of blood, nor physical death, because Christ can die no more. On the cross, Christ gained merit and satisfied for us, while in the Mass, he applies to us the merits and satisfaction of his death on the cross. Turning to page 174, look at letter F, the Mass, our sacrifice. Although the Mass is essentially the same sacrifice as that of the cross, yet there are differences. On the cross, Christ really died. In the Mass, Christ does not really die. On the cross, there were shouts of the crowd, darkness, an earthquake, soldiers casting lots, and so forth. And in the Mass, these details are not continued. On the cross, Christ alone was the victim, was the priest, and he alone was the victim. And in the Mass, Christ unites all the members of his mystical body in his priesthood and in his victimhood. In the Mass, the Sacred Heart does not only say to the Father, Father, I love you, but he also says, Father, I love you, and so do all these who are here with me, united as members of my mystical body. The Mass is the sacrifice of the whole Christ, the mystical body united with its head. Christ offers us up with himself, including all our prayers, works, and sufferings of every day. He offers these together with his own as our gift to tell the Father we love him. In the Mass, the Father gives us the flesh of his Son to eat as a sign that he is pleased and will one day raise our bodies from the dead to be with him forever as accepted victims of sacrifice. So another way to put this is that the substance of the Mass and Calvary is the same. The accidents are not. So the key to participating in the Mass is to unite ourselves to his sacrifice, and this is done especially by intention, the movement of the intellect and the heart, where I really want to be one with him in this offering up, and one with him in the reception of the graces that come from the Mass. Question 363. How should we assist at Mass? We should assist at Mass with reverence, attention, and devotion. And question 364. What is the best method of assisting at Mass? It's to unite with the priest in offering the Holy Sacrifice and to receive Holy Communion. So there's a kind of hierarchy to participation. The first and the highest is, of course, going to a sung Mass with a Libra Usualis. That is a prayer book, if you will, that has all the music in it, the Gregorian chant and whatnot, that is used at the sung Mass, or a solemn high Mass, or a pontifical sung high Mass. And reading the prayers when the priest does, and singing the parts proper to the people, although for the more difficult chants, that's done by the Schola, and we follow along with the chant as the Schola sings it. And while this is being done, we give our minds and hearts to God in the prayers, thanking him for everything, giving him everything, and yes, even our sins, even our greatest misery. Now the second, down from that, is going with a missal or a hymnal and following along with the music and singing the hymns. Down from that is a low Mass, which is the same, only without the music. So with that, we don't bring along the Liber Usualis that has all the music in it, but still bring a hand missal, it's called, and follow along with the text, the readings of the Mass. Down from that is to simply concentrate on some part of the Mass, if it is fruitful, such as the Kyrie Eleison, and just milk that prayer for all it's worth. And you can do that throughout the Mass. And fifth, is to just absorb, to wonder, to try and receive the beauty and some of the symbolism. And sixth, down at the bottom is to pray some devotion, such as a rosary, or have a little prayer book or something like that. A devotional approach to the Mass is the lowest of all the ways that we should participate, and it is appropriate, like it's a way, if you will, like that of a child. But still, it is participation, and maybe the best that can be done at the time. For example, I have in mind somebody who has just received notice or has gone of a death of a loved one, who has just gone through a rough, say, funeral, something, and they're overcome with grief, and they go to Mass, and they just, all that they can do maybe is just recite some vocal prayers, just sort of going through the rosary. That's the best they can do. Well, that's still participation in the Mass. Notice to parents, when you take children to the Mass, it is important that they have something in their hands, something to look at, something to read. They simply cannot have the attention or ability to follow along in the way that an adult has. So giving them a little something to have, some picture book, that is a good idea. Question 365. Who said the first Mass? Our Divine Savior said the first Mass at the Last Supper, the night before he died. And it strikes me here, drawing on page 175 of the priest, his hands up in prayer, and Christ sort of being in his place. So what we see is the priest, what we think of, or should think of, is Christ. And of course, one easy way to do that is that the fact that you don't have to look at the priest during Mass, you don't have to see his face or be much affected at all by his, say, emotions. So we are at the end of lesson 27, and again, there is a habit to be acquired and a prayer to be said. The habit to be acquired is to have a Mass said occasionally for some good intention. That is to give the stipend to the priest, ask him, would you please say a Mass? And you can look on the parish bulletin for an idea of, well, what do people have Masses said for? Well, it might be for the repose of someone's soul. That's a frequent one. It might be simply in honor or thanksgiving for St. Joseph, say. Or it might be, I want one for my spouse, or my family, or my children. They're all different kinds of good intentions, but a practicing Catholic should be in the habit to have a Mass said, especially for their family members and their spouses, at least once a year. The prayer is taken, it's at the bottom of page 176, and it is taken, of course, from the Missal, from the secret of the Mass. And it says, grant us, we beseech thee, O Lord, worthily to frequent these mysteries, since as often as the commemoration of this victim is celebrated, the work of our redemption is performed through Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, that is a perfect prayer to say, to ask God for the grace of that, to go to Mass frequently,